Welcome, everybody, to the True Believers podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. True Believers is the newest podcast on the Fandom Podcast Network, covering all things the Marvel MCU. We will discuss the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the related television and streaming shows on Disney+, including all the connections to the original Marvel comics and how they relate to past, current, and future MCU projects. Now, today we have what we call a one-shot. If you're a comic fan, you know a one-shot's kind of a one-off issue, tells its own little story, we're good to go.
Otherwise known as when Kevin woke up this morning, he didn't know he was doing a podcast. Yes,
there's that too. Neither did our guests, so neither did any of us, truthfully. So. But Marvel has done it again, much like what they did to us when Shang-Chi came out. They've dropped a nice little bomb today with a... They're calling it a sizzler trailer. Marvel is calling it their Celebrate the Movies video. And not only did it give us a lot of feels, it dropped some major bombs in it. So without further ado, let me introduce the people who are joining me on this special one-shot podcast. First and foremost, my co-host here, and of course, my co-founder in the Fandom Podcast Network, Mr. Kevin Reitzel.
Good to be back talking Marvel. I'm excited about the future. I do have one concern, but I'll bring
okay.
that up.
Okay, he's always got a concern. Don't worry.
That's called a tease in business.
And of course, returning on short notice, much like he has done for us a couple of times. He's more than a Marvel team up. I mean, he's part of the group now. So, Mr. Drew Kaplan.
Awesome. Thank you for having me back. Kevin and Kyle, thank you.
Yeah, and for the record, Drew actually is on vacation and gave us some time on this. He's standing outside in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky, where I know he's been sampling much bourbon.
Yes, and we have perfect weather here today. It's great.
So we've got a cast together. Marvel Team Up is an official. So what we are here to talk about, of course, is today, the day we're recording, Monday, May 3rd. Marvel Studios dropped their Celebrates the Movie Sizzle trailer. Now, guys, this hit a lot of different things, and I want to start with the first half of this because it hits us with the feels as Stan Lee gives a speech that I've heard him give before, talking about our place in the world and family and brothers and sisters while we're visiting classic scenes from all of the MCU films that have come out, culminating with, of course, the amazing moment of Captain America saying Avengers Assemble in front of a live audience. At the time inside one of the theaters. Kevin, I know this hit you right in all the feels.
There's two movie moments in movie history that will always get me to tear up. And that is in Return of the King, when Rohirrim joins the battle and answers the call. And then, of course, in Avengers Endgame, when Captain America says Avengers Assemble as soon as he calls Mew Mew to him.
Yeah. That is, of course, something I had been waiting for the whole 10 years of the MCU. So, yeah, that moment is...
It's still, right now, I'm just like,
But, Drew, I mean, talk about just hitting all the heartstrings here with this amazing moment and, of course, the amazing speech from Stan.
So I, unlike you, Kyle, I never heard that speech before. For me, it was totally new. And I really enjoyed how they were able to show that montage of all the phase 1 through 3 films over the Stan Lee speech, obviously culminating in that Avengers, the Endgame piece, which was really neat, that April 2019 live audience feed, which was really wonderful to see. For me, it was great to have that. This is what you've experienced from Marvel in the theaters before. Get ready for new adventures to come.
Yes. And that was what was so great about that was it was setting it up because I don't think anybody had any idea what Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios had planned next, because it goes from that to we have this great transition with the Marvel Studios opening graphic, the classic theme kicks in, and then it hits. And we start with some great Black Widow footage. A lot of it we've seen in the trailers. I think there's a couple pieces there we haven't. I still love that shot of Taskmaster hitting the shield with his foot and catching it just like Captain America, Kevin.
Yeah, I needed to see more of that. I didn't catch that my first go around, but that was really cool. Seeing Black Widow nail her 3-point superhero landing as well.
So, Drew, we get this amazing Black Widow footage. We know the movie's coming early July. We're all very excited for it. And then we get some of the more of the Shang-Chi Legends of the Ten Rings, which we now know is coming November 3rd, 2020.
September. Yeah, September 3rd.
Yeah, September 3rd. Excuse me.
Right.
It looked like I got to ask you, did it look like, I thought there was some footage in there that wasn't in the teaser trailer we got.
There might have been a touch more than we got in the original teaser trailer that we discussed on the 12th episode of True Believers. Right. There's a touch more. I mean, I think we got more out of the Black Widow sizzle stuff than we've seen in the many trailers. Although, can I be honest? I've seen so much Black Widow stuff. I don't want to see any more trailers. I just want to see the movie. Like, I've been waiting for so long that I'm ready for the movie.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But that having been said, I mean, it was really neat to see a little bit of the Eternals, which was the absolute first time we've seen any footage from that.
Yeah, movie. We're going to get to that in a second. Kevin?
I agree with Drew, by the way. I don't want to see any more Black Widow. I just want to see it. But I did want to mention real quick, back to Avengers Endgame, I recently shared some memories. I saw 2 years ago was when that came out. It's weird that was 2 years ago. It feels like it wasn't that long ago. And I was up in Vancouver, Canada, doing a tour up there and got to see it for the first time up there. And it was a fond memory, but it was weird that it was 2 years ago.
I know. Same for me coming up in my Facebook. But Drew mentioned it briefly. We get our first Eternals footage. Probably the most mysterious movie Marvel's ever done, because nobody knows what to expect from this film. We've got a very interesting cast, including Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek, Kit Harington, several other people. The footage I was intrigued by the footage, what little there was of it. But Kevin, Eternals is just like one of these things that it's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. We weren't quite sure what to expect from that. But I'm hearing a lot of good buzz on it early on.
Did you tell me I was asking you about the Eternals because you're the comic guy. And apparently I was expecting something to take place like hundreds and thousands of years ago. And now I'm seeing kind of more of a contemporary thing to it. And I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know who these people were. I was just, oh man, Kumnan and Johnny is in it. And then I watched it again and I saw Salma Hayek. And Gemma Chan is in it. And Gemma Chan was in Captain Marvel as one of the villains in that movie. And so I guess she's playing either a different character in this, but I don't know the comics, so I don't know who these people are. This is a complete mystery.
I think it is to a lot of people, because the Eternals are some of the more obscure. Very, very obscure characters in the Marvel years. And truthfully, they're very confusing as all out. The interesting thing about Gemma Chan, because she was painted blue in Captain Marvel as a member of the Kree, they can kind of get away with this. And she's playing actually one of the key Eternals in Cersei. So this is going to be interesting. And from what I've read and what little I understand, a little bit of spoiler here, Eternals is definitely going to take place over thousands of years within the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So... Wow. That's probably why you saw some contemporary.
Is the Eternals supposed to be bridging something in the MCU? Is it supposed to be bridging a time span to current now? Is it going to bridge the cosmic universe? What's the goal that we know?
Of everything. The eventual goal of the Eternals, if they're going the route I think they're going, is going to explain the creation of superheroes within the MCU. And how superheroes came to exist. Like powers and things like that. I know that they're going. There's talk of Celestials being in the MCU in Eternals. So I think there's going to be there's definitely going to be cosmic elements, and I think there's going to be Earth elements as well. I think one of your key characters in this is actually going to be Kit Harington's Dane Whitman, who's the Black Knight. So, but then
I'm really impressed by their lineup of actors and actresses. I mean, that is a really high level of some pay, certainly.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
I agree. I can't wait for more of it. I'm going to guess maybe virtual San Diego Comic-Con, we maybe get a full-on trailer, guys. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
But then Marvel was bringing the future as well, because then they just started going off the list, starting with Spider-Man No Way Home December 17th. Kevin, we're going to have some Spidey at Christmas.
That's good. I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, and probably a little WandaVision ties with that film, I'm going to guess as well, Drew.
Really? You think so?
I think so, because the next film will be March 25th, 2022, and we know Doctor Strange is in Spider-Man. Well, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is going to hit, and we know we're going to see Elizabeth Olsen in that for sure.
Yes. Yeah. I'm certainly excited for that. If we get more WandaVision even before March, it'll be incredible.
Maybe a stinger, maybe inspired.
Yeah, I think definitely, maybe even, I think a little more than that, but Kevin.
Yeah.
Then the
wait, can I just back up?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of this is really saying, look, we haven't had any new Marvel movies since 2019. We're having four in the back half of this year. Oh. Here they are before. And obviously they move on to 2022 and 2023, but even just going from zero movies last year to four in the back half of the year is very exciting.
We're going to get to that. Drew, don't,
okay.
It is. Don't worry. They're packing it in.
We're going to go from the Multiverse of Madness to the Party Down Under, Thor, Love and Thunder, Kevin. This movie's just setting up to be absolutely wild and insane. Taika is back. Hemsworth is back. Everybody's back.
Yeah, but I have no idea what it's about.
Who cares? Ragnarok was so fun.
Yeah. All I know is Jane Foster is going to be Thor at some point. So that is going to be quite entertaining as well.
It's like these titles for these films give you an idea of what you're going to get. Love and Thunder doesn't really say what you're going to get. If you see what I'm getting at?
I see what you're getting at, but knowing Natalie Portman is back in this, it gives me a little bit of an idea. So
yeah. It also doesn't give everything away. It just shows you that it's going to be a fun movie.
Yes, exactly. But guys, and you have to forgive me because it's like automatic. July 8th, 2022, my birthday. Wakanda Forever. Black Panther comes out officially titled now Wakanda Forever. This has been the movie. This is probably going to be the most heart-wrenching movie in the MCU to watch, obviously, with everything with Chadwick Boseman. But I think it's a movie people are going to come out to in droves because they want to respect all of these amazing actors and respect Chadwick by supporting this franchise. And I think people are very curious to see how they're going to handle this, Kevin.
I want to see a little Winter Soldier action in this with maybe a little reunion with Io.
Okay, Kevin wants a little White Wolf is what he's saying. What about you, Drew? Obviously we're going to find out more about this film as we get closer through the year, but I mean, to have an official title of Wakanda Forever now, I think it's the most biggest tribute they can give Chadwick in a way here.
Right. I'm very excited for it. I'm very curious how they're going to handle King T'Challa and what happened to him. But at the same time, I absolutely trust that they're going to give, the absolute utmost tribute to Chadwick Boseman at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, we have Captain Marvel 2, which is now entitled The Marvels. And if you look at the poster, the S is the S from Miss Marvel, which, of course, is the upcoming Disney Plus series. And, of course, Marvel has confirmed for a while now that character would be in this Captain Marvel sequel. Kevin, I know you're a big fan of Captain Marvel. I know you got to be excited for this sequel.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Plus, we should get Monica Rambeau in this. The other Marvel girl I'm not familiar with. I just saw the pictures of this woman in her costume. Looks cool. But yeah, I'm excited for Captain Marvel, the Marvels, I guess, to kind of see how they kind of work together, I guess.
Explain that. Explaining that relationship. It's going to be very interesting.
Because last we heard, Monica wasn't too fond of Miss Danvers the last time. They had a little falling out, I think.
Yeah, so I think it's
right. The fourth episode of WandaVision.
Yep. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see how they play this up. But speaking of fun, Drew, it doesn't get any more fun than Ant-Man. And Ant-Man and the Wasp are returning February 17th, 2023 with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, where we know the main villain of that film is going to be Kang the Conqueror, which could be setting up some major things in that.
Huh. I mean, I always love Ant-Man and Wasp. They have a great relationship. Like those, they play off of each other really well. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Kevin?
I've always been crushing on Evangeline, really.
You liked her when she was an elf.
I love her.
You liked her when she was an elf.
The Hobbit. She was an elf?
The Hobbit elf?
Really?
Liked her as an elf. I thought you meant in the movie Hobbit. Elf with Will
Ferrell. The Hobbit. In The Hobbit.
Yeah, see, you know, but, you know, of course, I used to watch her in Lost, and I was crushing on her back then. I always thought that she would have been a great Wonder Woman if they'd cast her. So, but I'm glad they got her in the superhero realm of the Wasp, and I think her and Ant-Man will work together well. And I'm kind of curious to see how this movie is going to tie into the rest of the MCU, because I have no idea. I know you said that Kang the Conqueror is, I know they're announced as him as the villain, but this whole Quantumverse thing gets me very curious of how that's going to deal with the time of, you know, like time itself with the multiverse of madness and whatever happens with Loki. So I don't know. It's going to get all
timey-wimey. It's going to be a lot of timey-wimey and multiversey. That's for sure.
Do we think they'll play with time just like they did in Endgame, that they could play, go back and forth in time?
If you're going to involve Kang, time is going to be a part of this. So
really? Okay.
Yeah. So, and guys, it's time to bring back that bunch of a-holes. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May 5th, 2023. And we know Chris Hemsworth will be in this film as well. So the Marvel plate is stacked, guys. We got the... Are you ready? Are you ready for the third soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy, Kevin?
2 years. I got to wait for that darn thing. Two years. Man.
So, but that wasn't it, because at the very end of this trailer, of course, this is phase four of the Marvel Universe, and yet the trailer ended with a very familiar looking four symbol at the end of it, hinting at Fantastic Four. Now, real quick question for you guys, excuse me. Do you think that they're hinting that Fantastic Four will take place in Phase 4, or are they going to use Phase 4 to set up Fantastic Four to kick off Phase 5? Because this is a lot of movie slates. What do you think, Drew?
I like what you just said, that it will go into Phase 5. This is all Phase 4 stuff, but that will be on the horizon now that they acquired Fox, that they could do that for Phase 5.
Kevin? Thoughts?
This ties into what I said earlier in the show, that there was something I was apprehensive about. Remember I told you that? I get the feeling that Fantastic Four-ish area time, if it is the beginning of Phase 5, whatever it may be, that we're going to have to wait that long to be introduced into mutants and the mutant name. And that's too long to wait in my mind. I hope that we get teased with mutants somewhere within this current Phase 4 and the term is used, and then it kind of sets up a little bit later and gives us all these films with X-Men and Fantastic Four and stuff. I don't want to have to wait till 2027 to finally get a decent mutant line here. It's too long to wait. Let's get some, just tease us with something, introduce some of these characters in one of these movies and kind of just get the name out there. Especially with the Falcon and Winter Soldier laying some seeds for possible stuff, you know, and even, you know, I know we overanalyzed WandaVision. There was mutant talk with WandaVision the whole time. And we got set up for disappointment and didn't get anything related to mutants, you know, and they did that pull. They pulled that whole thing with Quicksilver not being Quicksilver, Ralph Boner. I mean, come on. If you're going to do something like that, give us something sooner, not later. This is ridiculous. This is the only thing I'm a little peeved about.
Okay, so I think I might...
Because, hold on a sec. When you see a timeline like that goes past 2023 and there's nothing mentioned about mutants without any dates, it's frustrating.
I can understand that. How
long are you going to sit on that? We just bought out all of Fox and not give us something.
I think if we didn't have COVID, we would be seeing mutant stuff for 2023.
I don't care. COVID's done. Move ahead. Do something sooner.
Kevin, I think don't be surprised if a certain Merc with a mouth starts making some appearances, say around Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, to maybe start setting up some things, because there's a lot of rumors about what Disney actually has planned for Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool.
Give us something before 2023. This is ridiculous.
I'm sure we will get there, Kevin. But what I want, the other thing I want to talk about this before we wrap up this episode one shot of True Believers in this amazing sizzle reel was, it seems like Marvel is leading the pack of all these companies to get people back to the theaters I mean, they've been on this bandwagon.
Yeah, these were all movies listed, not TV series.
Not, oh, it's going to streaming, not any of this. This is in the theaters. This is our future. And I felt this way that Marvel's been kind of the precedent setter for getting people back to the theaters for a while. I mean, they waited as long as they could on Black Widow before they finally had no choice but to give in and give it a theater and streaming option. But guys, I think Marvel and Kevin Feige is definitely the team leading the way to get people back into theaters. Kevin, what do you think on that?
I have a crush on Kevin Feige.
He's got a good name.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing Kevin's well. We had a setback with Spacey, but Feige's bringing Kevin's back into the forefront here. So this is good. It's good that these were mentioned as movie theaters, and I'm hoping that theater chains are getting excited about that, and maybe some relationships can be resolved and fixed and get theaters back and running, and a lot of these great little one-shot theaters that are family-owned and can also get back into the fold here. Our theaters are starting to open up now, and they're starting to show stuff. There's not a lot to show, but they're showing some stuff, which is nice. I can only go to the drive-in so many times, you know. I hope I want things to slowly return to normal, where I can fill up my own multi-flavored soda at that multi-flavored soda stand without having people do it for me. This is it's not Tenet that's going to get theaters, people back in theaters, because Tenet's story sucked. Marvel's don't. This is the way. This is going to get us back. This is going to celebrate theaters, going to the theater again, and experiencing moments like Avengers Assemble.
Drew, what about you? I really do believe Black Widow is our gateway back into the theaters. Do you think Marvel is definitely leading the way to get people back into the theaters?
I think so, yes. I don't know how much it'll happen with either of these movies. I think people still may be kind of nervous, but certainly I would expect by December with the Spider-Man movie, even if with these first three, it doesn't really draw as many people, especially if they have the option also to stream it. I think it'll be incredible I think things will be great by December.
Yeah.
I hope.
Have some packed houses for the Webhead in come December. But guys, it's fun to talk about something that gets us so excited like this, especially talking about stuff that's going to get us back to the theaters. The future of the Marvel Universe looks bright. We're excited. Kevin, I think you're going to see Mutants much sooner than you think, at least mentions of it, and start building towards that. So keep the faith there. But guys, before we get out of here, Drew, where can people find you? Because I know you're all over the place, and especially with May the 4th tomorrow.
Yes. So you can find me a lot of places. I do a lot of Star Wars stuff, Star Wars Maven, StarWarsMaven.info, Star Wars Maven on Instagram, YouTube, as well as Facebook. And also, I'm starting to do some MCU Maven stuff for my Marvel stuff. So you can feel free to check out MCUMaven.com. And you can, yes, I'm at those platforms.
And of course, Kevin, you and I can be found on the Fandom Podcast Network at our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. Of course, we also have our YouTube channel, our great Facebook page. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Follow the Fandom Podcast Network on Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, or on Twitter at FanPod Network. And Kevin, where can people find you as far as social media goes?
You can find me on Facebook, of course, and also on Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_.
Of course, you can find myself, Kyle, at A Kyle W, and on Instagram at A Kyle Fandom. Kevin, just because today has been so cool, I'm awarding you 4 Excelsior points because we got to hear Stanley, but we're going to bank him for the next episode to see if we can get you something real special on the next episode of True Believers.
Okay. Yeah. Last thing you gave me was kind of crap. So let's up that.
So demanding. But you know what? I want to thank Drew for taking some time out of his vacation. We've enjoyed his beautiful view behind him on Louis.
Thanks for coming on, Drew. Much appreciated.
My pleasure.
Kevin, I know it's short notice for you too, so thank you so much for coming on. And as always, we're excited. The future of the MCU is bright, and like I like to say around here, make ours Marvel.